This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well as to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest once again that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again as well that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as well, once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that telepathic exchange, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so, we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity that the Astro View have created on this afternoon, for you to alter your consciousness, enter into that meditative state if you wish, and to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. The creation of your reality is so simple that it almost becomes difficult to believe that it could be so simple. We have asked many, many times, what do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Your human consciousness belief systems, the societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems interacting with each other, uniting to form a belief system that creates the reality that you experience, your creation, your reality. In this creation process, as we have suggested as well in your so-called past interactions, has been enhanced as you entered into what we refer to as this new age and new energy. And so that what you hold in your consciousness, in your awake consciousness, influences your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Your choice to create that opportunity to alter the energy that you utilize to create and to sustain this vibrational level that each of you choose to exist within. And as a result of the alteration of that energy into, once again, what we refer to as the new age, and new energy, you are influencing your reality consciously in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not impossible, but very difficult. And so, it becomes even more difficult in this new age and new energy to give any type of a prediction of what it is that you're going to experience. The reality creation process remains exactly the same. What do you believe? What do you expect? What do you desire? What are your choices and decisions? What do you believe? Such a simple concept. And yet, once again, in this new age and new energy, it becomes difficult to give any type of a prediction about what your future is about to be, because You have this opportunity to alter your reality consciously in a manner, once again, that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so, it becomes difficult even to give an explanation, because you see, from our perspective, where we view and interact with the actual view in your reality, time and illusion, time and space, rather, are illusions. They don't really exist. They only exist in your awakened consciousness, that enter once again to various limitations throughout your other levels of consciousness. But it's not real. Time and space don't exist. It's not real. It's your correction. It's a belief system that you hold, because at very depth that you are going through some type of an evolutionary process, it gives you that opportunity to believe that you have a past and a present and a future. But that's all an illusion. It doesn't really exist. And from our perspective, understanding that that's an illusion, it becomes very difficult to even give explanations. But we attempt to give you an explanation based upon that concept of time and space. It's like, in your reality, you're continuously writing the story, if you wish. It's like an author, you write the story, and then as you read back over it, before you have it published and put out to become validated, to become real, it's like you read back over and decide, well, I didn't really like that passage, and so you strike it out, and you write a new passage. And so the whole concept of the story is altered and changes, and consequently it becomes very difficult to understand what your final manuscript will be when you're constantly having that opportunity to rewrite, to make it different, to make it take a different plot in a different direction. And so it becomes very difficult to give any type of an explanation of what your future might be, what it might hold, because you're constantly changing it. It's like the film producer cutting parts out of a particular film because they decide that they don't want to add that additional plot into their story, and so they change it constantly. And so you change your reality consciously. So it becomes difficult to give some type of a prediction on your future, because you see, your future is based upon your beliefs and your belief system, both your individual, your societal, and your human consciousness belief systems. And it's the human consciousness belief systems that are the most difficult for you to change, to alter. It's the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems that are much easier for you to have an influence upon. So you're existing in a reality, an illusionary reality. It's not real. This reality that you exist in is the most illusionary reality that you will experience through your various levels of consciousness. But it's real to you because you choose to make it real. You put in place that electromagnetic energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It limits your capacity to understand the energy that you utilize to create this reality. A very tremendous amount of energy. And it is why you have difficulty in sustaining it for extended periods of time without tapping out, if you wish. It's, yes, if you understand absolutely that you will alter your consciousness, you will enter into a deep dream state. It's impossible for you to stay in an awakened consciousness state because you don't believe that it's possible. And it's impossible for you to sustain this illusionary reality through an unlimited amount of time because you believe in an evolutionary process. You believe that you will be born and you will progress through the various stages of your evolutionary process within a particular incarnational period, and then you will die. You believe that, and so it's difficult for you to step outside of that illusion and to understand that it is entirely an illusion. There is no limitation. to how long it is that you can sustain a particular lifetime, other than the beliefs that you hold. And the human consciousness belief systems are the most difficult for you to step outside of. We expressed to utilize your belief in time and space almost 10 of your so-called months previous that you are on the threshold, if you wish, of experiencing some changes in your reality that would affect your entire Earth system in more ways than one. And we suggested that what you in your human consciousness processes believed were the superior, if you wish, societies in terms of your military and your monetary strength was about to change. That you would experience changes that would see other areas that you previously viewed as being less important, if you wish, but certainly less influential in the economic and military aspects of your creation, of your existence, of your society. We suggested that that would change. What becomes difficult for you to grasp is the concept that there is this capacity within your human consciousness belief system to alter and to affect each individual on your entire Earth system. If you can accept the concept that you are all one, and it's not difficult to grasp at all, if you can accept the concept that each of you in your stock of consciousness, if you wish that you are all connected. You are all individuals and yet you are all one. You are all that is. There is not one individual, not one entity existing, not only within your Earth systems, but within any of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. And you are all connected. And so when you can grasp that concept, then it's not hard to take it one step further in your conscious belief systems that you are also capable of holding a similar belief system that can influence each individual that exists on your Earth system. That becomes difficult to grasp, absolutely. You're experiencing, however, a reality that validates that very concept, that each individual is holding within their consciousness a thought that this Earth system, that this societal change is occurring throughout your entire Earth and it's affecting every individual in your entire Earth system. Each of you are responsible for that type of reality. You're all one. You are not separate. And when you as a human consciousness begin to hold that thought consciously in your awakened consciousness state, in this new age and new energy, you enhance the creation of that reality to validate the belief that you hold. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It is really that simple. And yet it is so difficult for you to grasp that concept and to accept the responsibility for the reality that you are experiencing when it appears to be such a negative reality. But you see, that concept of being negative or positive only exists in your awakened consciousness state. At the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire. And if you desire and you hold a belief system that there are certain events that are going to be experienced throughout your vibrational level, throughout your earth systems, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And in this new age and new energy, it's also being enhanced by your conscious belief systems, by what it is that you believe and hold in your consciousness. And from the level of consciousness, once again, from which you create this reality, from that stock of consciousness that you are, it doesn't judge whether it's right or wrong. It gives you that which you desire. It validates the belief system without judging if it's right or wrong. It doesn't wake up one morning and suggest, well, this is not a very good reality that you're experiencing. We better change it. Absolutely not. It rejoices in the correction process. Yes, if you rejoice in the correction process, you correct it all. Absolutely. Now when you're existing in a reality similar to the one that you're existing in what you refer to as your current existence, it becomes difficult for you to accept the responsibility. It's much easier to suggest that there are other individuals who are to blame, or you can even go farther and suggest that there are other entities, other spirits, if you wish, that are influencing your reality. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. You can have that. If you wish to hold that belief that you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. You entered into this by brightening level and giving up that understanding of who and what you truly are. So it's not something that's foreign to your understanding of your creation process. Absolutely not. If you want to believe you're not in control, you can have that. Not only can you have it, you'll have all types of existing realities to validate that belief that you're not in control. If you wish to believe that there is some spirit or what you many like to refer to as a God entity, or if you wish to believe you have guides and spirits that are influencing and creating your reality, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice. It's your choice. It's your belief system. You can have whatever it is. Not only can, that's the irony, not only can you have whatever it is that you desire, you do have whatever it is that you desire. Even when, in your awakened consciousness state, you view that as being a negative or a not-so-desirable reality. Once again, from the spark of consciousness from which you create that reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And it's becoming difficult to grasp this concept that, in your awakened consciousness state, you're influencing the reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And not only are left of you influencing that reality, but many, the majority, are holding that similar thought. Creating what you view in your awakened consciousness state for many as to being a negative reality. What do you believe? What do you desire? It is such a simple concept. What do you believe? And you're holding it now in your, once again, awakened consciousness, and at various other levels of your consciousness are beginning to accept that it is indeed a reality that you are about to experience, that there will be, once again, some tremendous changes in your societal systems throughout your entire earth. And once again, difficult to predict your future, because you can alter it. If you alter your beliefs, you alter your future. It's really that simple. As difficult as that is to accept for many, it's your beliefs. Yes, it's individuals who affect the societal as well as the human consciousness belief system that must alter in order to alter your reality. But based upon the belief systems that you're holding now, not only as individuals, but his societal, in many instances, his human consciousness belief system, that there will be some changes that you will view as negative realities and creations in your earth systems, in your societal interactions. And based upon the beliefs that you hold now, once again, at all those various levels of belief systems, you are about to continue to experience what you in your awakened consciousness that would view as a much more negative reality than what you're experiencing at your so-called present moment. Again, it becomes not only difficult but impossible to give accurate predictions of what it is that you're about to experience in your so-called future. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. What is even more difficult for you to grasp is that you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. It doesn't exist. It's not real. And you constantly, to once again utilize your belief in time and space, rebuild your reality. Constantly rebuild not only your future, but also your so-called past. All of the experiences based upon the current choices and decisions, the beliefs that you hold. It's an illusion. It's not real. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. So if they don't exist, there is no past. There is no future. You exist in the now. And you continuously alter, change, and rebuild this illusion that you exist in. And you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that the future is something that you can influence. You can make certain choices and decisions and you can influence your future. Which you don't believe, but which you utilize as readily as altering your future, is that you not only can, but do alter your past as well. That becomes difficult to accept in your awakened consciousness state. At other levels of your consciousness, particularly in your deep dream state, and in your between incarnational states of consciousness, you understand absolutely that it's within your capacity to experience realities without this influence of time and space that is so absolute when you're in your awakened consciousness state. In those other states of consciousness, you get the opportunity to experience realities that exist, that are played out, if you wish, without the interference of this illusionary belief in time and space. You can enter into a dream state, for example, and yet if you can have that recall of your dreams, where there can be a passage of an enormous amount of time, even into other lifetimes for some, and yet it all happens while you're in a very short dream state. Dreams, typically, to utilize once again your belief in time and space, don't last for an extended period of time. They're relatively short, if you wish, and yet within that short period of time, there can be in your experience the potential passage of a great amount of time that you experience. And so, there are states of consciousness where you experience realities, where you escape from the limitations of time and space. However, in your awakened consciousness state, that's very difficult for you to accept, to experience, and to put aside. Not impossible, but very difficult. Some of you do, on occasion, put it aside. Occasionally, there will be gaps. You will have an experience where you are in one particular class or having a particular experience and suddenly you will be in an entirely different space, having an entirely different experience without the necessary passage of time. It's possible for some to go through what you might refer to as an experience where your consciousness literally leads your physical being. It exists without that limitation of time and space. Yes, if you can have those experiences, absolutely, and some of you do, quite regularly, have that experience. And so there are instances, even in your awakened consciousness state, where you experience realities that seem to slip past that belief in time and space. And it's not difficult to understand once you accept that it's an illusion. This reality that you exist in is an illusionary reality. Because it's an illusionary reality, you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. Consider that. It's an illusion. It's not real. Doesn't mean it's insignificant. Many times, to utilize some of your vocabulary, it's to give this concept that when we suggest that it's an illusion, that it's not, doesn't have any significance, that it's not important. And it's not that way at all. Absolutely, it's a significant illusion, but nonetheless, an illusion. It's not real. You create it all. Each and every atom of the entire universe. And because it's an illusion, it should not be that much difficult to take the next step to understand that you exist in the entire illusion. You are all that is. And you put that aside. Not only can you put it aside, but you go to great lengths to put it aside. When you entered into this vibrational level, you choose to put it aside. You choose to block yourself from having that capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But nonetheless, while you can put it aside in your conscious state, you can't ever escape from it. You cannot be separated from who you are. You cannot lose your spirituality. Many suggest they are searching for the spirituality. You can't lose something that's what you are. It's impossible for you to lose your spirituality, even come into this earth system to somehow become more expanded, to somehow become more enlightened, if you wish, to become more spiritual. You are all that is. You choose to hide from it. You go to great lengths to hide from it. But you cannot be separated from who you are. We've suggested that it's like you put your right hand behind your back and then you look around and wonder where your right hand went to. It's right there. Your spirituality is similar. It's right there. You can hide from it, and you do choose to hide from it, and some go to great lengths to make sure that they hide from it, and some give up their understanding that there are the creators of the reality, and even go to such lengths as to allow other spirits to influence and to correct the reality. What they don't understand is that the other spirits are their creation. Because you see, when you enter into this vibrational level, as we suggested many times, you put in place this electromagnetic type of veil. Not only does it limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how it is that you utilize your energy to create this reality, it also limits and eliminates the capacity for any other entity existing outside of your vibrational level to create within your vibrational level or to influence your creation. There's no entity existing outside of your vibrational level that's creating your reality for you. It just doesn't exist. You can have it if you wish. You can have that experience. But it's your choice. It's your choice to have that experience. It's your choice to believe that you're not in control. It's your choice to believe that this is a real reality that you can't have influence over. That's your choice. It's why you entered into this vibrational level, to have those experiences, to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe that you're not in control. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. That's why you choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level while you choose. You're not forced to stay here. It's your choice to be here. And so it is. It is also your choice to create the reality that you experience. And once again, in this new age and new energy, it's becoming difficult for you to accept that it's your conscious thoughts that are influencing your reality. It's becoming really difficult to accept that the entire population existing on your Earth system are holding a similar thought. Consciously creating your reality. While you may, because this reality you're experiencing for some may be judged as being a less than desirable or a negative reality, while you may view that as being less than desirable experience, if you take the thought one step farther and begin to understand that if yes of you, within your vibrational levels begin to hold thoughts that you in your awakened consciousness state would view as positive thoughts, you would create the reality that you in your awakened consciousness state would find to be more desirable. It's really that easy. Once again, predicting your so-called future becomes very difficult, more difficult in this new age and new energy than it was in your so-called past. However, as we have suggested, you are on that verge of experiencing tremendous alterations in your societal interactions. But however, as well, the indigo children, the children who were born into this particular incarnational period, bringing with them at some level of their consciousness the understanding of the utilization of their beliefs to create the reality, even though in their awakened consciousness state they may not be aware, but at some level of their consciousness they understand, like it's a DNA aspect of their reality, that they can create and influence the reality through their conscious thought, through their choices and decisions, what it is that they believe. And so those indigo children will have a tremendous impact on your so-called future, in your so-called current and next generation. And then we have suggested and continue to suggest that the next generation would be the individual who reincarnate in your systems and bring with them the understanding that they create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. Even though in your awakened consciousness state you may view it as being a negative reality, but to hold that understanding, to hold that understanding that you are all that is, and to hold it in your consciousness, gives you that capacity as well to understand that you create from a position of absolute unconditional love. And those individuals, that generation if you wish, we have called the peacemakers. And although your societies may have undergone tremendous alterations and changes, nonetheless, you will become influenced by individuals who understand, once again, that your reality is created from a position of absolute unconditional love, and you shall have the capacity to experience what has seemingly been impossible for you to achieve in your so-called past and present, and that is an acceptance of every individual on your Earth systems, and consequently, the capacity for peace throughout your entire system. And so we call them the peacemakers. and based once again upon the current beliefs that you hold as a human consciousness. Despite all the alterations and changes that you're about to experience in your societal systems, the potential for that in the future, if you wish, exists and continues to exist. You see, you are all that is. It doesn't matter how bad you think this reality is in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It's not real. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You create your reality. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And as we have suggested so many times, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's not something that you have to pass some type of a test, or you have to become more enlightened, or you have to learn more about various spiritual beings and interactions. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. Your choice to be here. You create your reality in entirely, not just some aspects that you find desirable, but the entire reality. There are no coincidences. It's a validation of your belief system. It's a validation of what it is that you desire. It's based upon your choices and decisions. It's based upon your attitudes and your belief systems. It's based upon your thoughts and feelings. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail experiment, if you wish, of a reality that you exist in. You can't fail. You don't have to learn any type of spiritual advancement, unless, of course, that's what you choose. But what you choose is not necessary. What do you believe? So simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Entirely. 100%. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if I have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them. It's been in your so-called reality some time since we have interacted, and you have once again that belief in time and space, and perhaps have questions that we have failed to address in our interactions with you on this afternoon, and so we would be willing, if you choose, to attempt to answer those questions. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to act with the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.